And I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Senator Dick Durbin used a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing yesterday to press defense officials on President Trump's June 24th supplemental funding request, an $87.6 billion package that includes $67 billion for the Department of Defense. Durbin noted that request comes as the DOD still holds $75 billion in unobligated funds from Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Durbin raised concerns about Ukraine's air defense needs, saying he met with Ukrainian president at the NATO summit, where Zelensky emphasized air defense as a top priority.
We're in a moment in history where we can win the war in Ukraine. That victory would be critically important for those people who have fought for more than 4 years against the odds and proven they could put Putin back on his heels. But instead of finding the money that they need now for air defenses, we're putting more money into this exchange with Iran, a war of choice which we never should have entered.
Durbin said Congress approved $400 million in supplemental funding for Ukraine, including air defenses, and that the administration has indicated much of that money may not be available until the next president takes office. Durbin said the pay plan suggests spending may not begin until fiscal year 2029. Illinois State climatologist says Canadian wildfire conditions aren't rare for this time of year, but the location of the fires is. Dr. Trent Ford says wildfire risks in central Canada are increasing due to long periods of heat and dryness. Shifting winds brought that smoke to the Midwest over the past week. Ford says the forecast for this week is going to be fairly cool for July, but not as smoky.
So that'll be great. But wildfires are still burning in Canada and Minnesota, which means that when the winds shift in the right direction, we will get more smoke. So this isn't something that's immediately going to go away for the rest of summer.
Ford recommends an N95 mask for people in sensitive groups or with pre-existing conditions. Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Janulius is warning Illinois residents to avoid investment offers from Brandon Mr. Finance Ellington and to report any contact with him to state authorities. State officials say Ellington is promoting a new fragrance business called Rich Cats Designer Fragrances despite previous securities enforcement actions. The Secretary of State's office has issued a new temporary order of prohibition and cease and desist order alleging Ellington is marketing unregistered securities and unregistered business opportunities. This is WSIU.